Lawsuit: The chicken industry created a secret cartel to suppress wages. By Neil Monroe on September 3, 2019. The nation's chicken processing companies created a covert cartel to suppress wages paid to many Americans and immigrants. According to a lawsuit by the Hanley Farah and Anderson law firm in Washington, D.C. For more than a decade, defendants have conspired and combined to fix and depress the compensation paid to non-supervisory production and maintenance employees at chicken processing plants in violation of Section 1 of the Sherman Antitrust Act, says the lawsuit, which was filed August 30 in a Baltimore court. Defendants formed and implemented the conspiracy to reduce labor costs and maximize profits, and should be required to pay damage to their hundreds of thousands of swindled employees, including many uneducated legal and illegal immigrants, the lawsuit says. The lawsuit is aided by at least two unidentified witnesses from the industry, which includes Sanderson Farms, Koch Foods, Tyson's Foods, Perdue, and some of the Georgia companies that were visited by federal law enforcement officials in early August. The 18 firms and their 200 processing plants deliver 90% of the chicken sold in the United States and employ 250,000 people, said the lawsuit. The lawsuit echoes the salary-fixing lawsuit in Silicon Valley where Apple, Google, and other high-tech firms settled after being accused of conspiring to suppress wages for American computer graduates. The 64,000 victims only got $415 million in September 2015 for lost wages from 2004 to 2009. That payout was only $5,800 per victim. The chicken lawsuit says. Since January 1, 2009, defendants have conspired to fix and depress the hourly wages and benefits paid to class members. Defendants have engaged in this unlawful conspiracy to maximize their profits by reducing labor costs, which have comprised a substantial share of each defendant processor's total operating costs. Defendants formed, implemented, monitored and enforced the conspiracy in three ways. First, senior executives of the defendant processors, including human resources executives and directors of compensation, held recurring off-the-books in-person meetings at the Hilton Sandestin Resort Hotel and Spa in Destin, Florida, during which they exchanged information about, discussed, agreed upon and ultimately fixed the wages and benefits of class members at artificially depressed levels. Third, managers located at defendant processors' chicken processing plants engaged in bilateral and regional exchanges of wage and benefits information. Multiple former human resources employees of the defendant processors have explained that senior executives at corporate headquarters exclusively set the wages and benefits of processing plant workers in a centralized fashion. The company's collective efforts to suppress wages boosted their profitability and stock values, according to the lawsuit. On February 15, 2017, in an article titled "Is the Chicken Industry Rigged?", Bloomberg Businessweek reported, armed with AgriStats data, the biggest chicken producers have been enjoying an unprecedented era of stability and profitability. At Tyson, operating margins in the chicken division have risen sharply since 2009, when they were 1.6%, according to SEC filings. The next year they were up to 5.2%. After a brief dip, they climbed to 7.9% in 2014, an astounding 12% in 2015, and 11.9% in 2016. A similar trend has been underway at Pilgrim's Pride, where operating margins went from 3.08% in 2012 to 14.02% in 2014 and 12.77% in 2015, according to data compiled by Bloomberg. A 2015 report published by Oxfam America about chicken processing plant workers titled "Lives on the Line" states, "Over the last 30 years or so, the real value of wages has declined dramatically, almost 40% since the 1980s. Meanwhile, compensation for poultry executives is soaring. In just the last 4 years, compensation for Tyson's chairman rose 260% to $8.8 million. Compensation for Pilgrim's president and chief executive officer rose 290% to $9.3 million. The conspiracy was helped by the company's ability to hire and fire many legal and illegal migrants, the lawsuit says. Many of the workers recruited and hired by defendant processors are migrant workers, refugees, asylum seekers, immigrants employed under EB3 visas, prison laborers, and participants in court-ordered substance abuse programs. In a 2015 report, Oxfam America wrote, "The poultry industry has a complicated history of tapping marginalized populations for its workforce. Of the roughly 250,000 poultry workers in the U.S., most are minorities, immigrants, or refugees, and a significant percentage is female." The lawsuit follows a June 2019 lawsuit that charges the industry of conspiring to create monopoly prices. Bloomberg reported that many companies in the lawsuit declined to comment. "We do not believe this suit has any merit," Andrea Staub, a Purdue spokeswoman, told Bloomberg. "Our compensation philosophy is to pay fair and in some cases above average wages,"